Last time we started discussing the machlokes beishami beisila that's mentioned here in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yedalet Amud Aleph. What's the order of the brachas and kiddush, both on the Seder night and generally Shabbos and Yom Tov? What's the order of the brachas? So the Gemara quotes the Braisa from brachas that beishami say that you make the bracha birchas hayom first, the bracha of kiddush, and then you make the bracha gofen. You make the birchas hanenen. And Beis Hillel say, no, the order is in reverse, that's what we do. You make the Birchas Hanenen first, if you Mekadesh Alayayim, then you make a Bar Piagofen, and then you make the Bracha of Kiddush. Why? What's the reason? What's the reasoning for both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So last time we discussed the great length, the reasoning of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai say, Mevarech Alayayim, Yahagach Mevarech Alayayim, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Mevnei Shehayom Gorim Liayin Sheyavah. First of all, Beis Shammai say that the Yom is Gorim Liyayin Sheyavah. Vos Mentos. What do those words mean? So we spent a lot of time discussing, showing in the Rishonim that it either means that the Yom HaShabbos is Gorim, Rabbeinu Yonah, in Brochas, the Yom HaShabbos is Gorim, the Kiddush, but it's that overarching Yom HaShabbos, which is Gorim. That's why you make the Birchas HaYom first. And others say, no, that it's the Chovas HaKiddush. Chovas HaKiddush is Gorim the Yayin. So some ask, that principle is not always true. If you Mekadesh Al HaPasa, then it's not really true, because you might have to have Pas anyway, even without Kiddush. The Chiyuv of Suda Shabbos forces you to have Pas. So but that's the first part of Beis Shammai. That the Yom is Gorim the Yayin. The Yom, some aspect of the Yom itself, the Chovas Kiddush is Gorim the Yayin. And then Beis Shammai offers another time. For Kiddush Hayom, Ve'adayin Yayin Lobo. For Kiddush Hayom, the Yom already was Nichnas, and the Yayin still didn't come. What does that mean? So we discussed that also. And either it means that you make Kiddush after Tzitzik Al-Chavim, for Kiddush Hayom, the Knesset HaShabbos already occurred before the Yayin. Knesset HaShabbos already occurred. Or we're talking about that you Makabel Shabbos beforehand, some Kabbalah Shabbos before Tzitzik Al-Chavim. How did that occur? Either through Tefillah, or by picking up the Kos, or by actually making the Kiddush. Different permutations, different possibilities that the Rishonim address. This is Beis Shammai. And we discussed at great length the comment of the Tzlach, whether Beis Shammai actually needs both of these Taimim, or one is sufficient. The Tzlach claims he needs both of them, and he has enough Gemin Ladina, that if someone's Mekadesh Al HaPas before Tzitzik Al-Chavim, so according to Beis Shammai, Yitaka would make the Birchas Hayayin, you make the Bruch of Hamotzi first. And Beis Shammai would agree to Beis Hillel then, because if you're being Mekadesh Al HaPas, you can't say that the Yom is Gorim, the Yom is Gorim the Yayin, right? You can't say the Chovas HaKiddush is Gorim the Hamotzi, because you'd have to make Hamotzi anyway. The Chiyuv HaSudas Shabbos is Mechayev. And for Kiddush Hayom, Adayin Yayin Loba, that doesn't apply either, because if you haven't Davin Mariv, we don't say that for Kiddush Hayom. So the Tzlach wants to say, in that situation, Beis Shammai would have agreed to Beis Hillel. And we debated the Tzlach. We talked about his points, is it really Mukhro, there's a way to be Docha the Tzlach. But this is Beis Shammai. Come Beis Hillel, and they offer two reasons why we should disagree with Beis Shammai. Let's focus on Beis Hillel today. Beis Hillel says, "Mevarech al hayayin, v'achagach mevarech al hayom, mipnei shehayayin gorem lekiddush et hayomim." Beis Hillel say that you first make the bar piagofen because the yayin is gorem lekiddush et hayomim. Interesting. Beis Shammai says that the yom is gorem the yayin, which according to some means the kiddush is gorem the yayin, and then Beis Hillel turn around and say, "Okay, even though the kiddush is gorem the yayin, but the yayin is gorem lekiddush et hayomim." Interesting. Right? The Kiddush is Gorim Yayin. Without the Chovas Kiddush, you wouldn't have this Kos of Yayin. Or this Kos of Yayin wouldn't come Kodem Asuda without the Chiyuv of Kiddush, Beis Shammai. But come Beis Hillel and say Tachlis, but the fact is that without the Yayin, you're not gonna have the Kiddush. The Kiddush causes you to have the Yayin, but without the Yayin, you're not going to have the Kiddush. So even though your point of departure is the Chovas Kiddush, but ultimately, it's the Yayin that's allowing you to say the Kiddush. Without the Yayin, you're not going to say the Kiddush at all. So therefore, the Yayin is called. We should make the Bar Piagofen before the Birchas Hayom. That's what Beis Hillel wants to suggest. Davar acher say Beis Hillel brichas hayayin tadira brichas hayom ena tadira todah v'shena todah todah kodah. And then Beis Hillel offers a different time todah v'shena todah todah kodah. Two approaches that Beis Hillel suggests for why you should make a bar piagothin before the brichas hayom. So the question is, why did Beis Shammai argue? We're talking within Beis Shammai, it's not clear that both his reasons are really relevant. It's lach. Took issue with the reasons of Beis Shammai. So if Beis Hillel has two reasons, they have the first reason, they have a davar achar too. So why did Beis Shammai argue? Why did Beis Shammai argue with Beis Hillel? So the simple answer is that Beis Shammai claims that Beis Hillel's reasoning is incorrect. Now why is it incorrect? So on one level you could say that even though Beis Hillel is right that Yayin is going to Kiddush HaTayomer, but Beis Shammai say you gotta go with the first step. The first step is more ikker. The reality is without the Yom, without the Chovas Kiddush, you're not gonna get to first base. Right? Without the Chovas Kiddush, there's no Yayin coming anyway. So even though it is true without the Yayin you're not gonna have the Kiddush, but it's a question of which is Kodim, which Svara is more relevant of it. Beis Hillel looks at the here and now. After the Zachovas Kiddush, the reality is you're still not going to have the Kiddush without the Yayin. So the Yayin gets you started with the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kiddush. Beis Hillel focuses on the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kiddush. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is only going to happen if there's Yayin there. And Beis Shammai say, let's look at the Chovas HaDavar. The Chovas Kiddush, the actual Chiyuv of Kiddush, is what's goring the Yayin. So it could be a matter of perspective. Do we look at the Chovas Kiddush, which is goring the Yayin, or do we say, in the Kiyum HaMitzvah, without Yayin, there is no Kiyum HaMitzvah Kiddush? So maybe Beis Shammai argues with Beis Hillel because they say, forget about the Kiyum, let's look at the beginning of the story. Let's look at the Chiyum. The reality is the Chovas Kiddush is what brings the Yayin to the table. Without the Chovas Kiddush, there's nothing coming to the table. And Beis Hillel argues, so the simple answer is that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing about which is the better svar. Is it better to look at the Chovas HaKiddush and to say that the Kiddush is going to the Yayin, or to look at the Kiyum HaMitzvah itself and to say that even though there is a Chiyum, Kiddush really brings the Yayin, but ultimately, in terms of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, without Yayin, you're not going to get your Kiddush. That could be one way of looking at the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But perhaps there's another reason why Beis Shammai didn't like Beis Hillel's svar. And that's why they actually rejected Beis Hillel's svar and they went with their own svar. What's the other reason? Well, the fact is that Tzlach is troubled with Beis Hillel. What did Beis Hillel say? Yayin is going with Kiddush at Hayomim. Without Yayin, you're not going to say Kiddush. In fact, that Tzlach, is that really true? Without Yayin, you're not going to say Kiddush. Kiddush ala Yayin is certainly an Inyan, it's a mitzvah, but you're not going to say Kiddush without Yayin. Why not? Why shouldn't you say Kiddush without Yayin? Kiddush ala Dvarim. Kiddush bidvarim could be a daraisa. What's the lashon of the Tzlach? Going back to page 4. Shehayayin garim lekedusha shetayomer havadeh shekiddush hayom hu dvar Torah amna mashein kiddush ela alayayin esnap guatosis bepsachim dav kuvav im hu dvar Torah. The Tzlach says most poskim hold that Kiddush al Yayin is not daraisa. The Kiddush b'dvarim is daraisa. Dimkein, mishehu b'midbar ve'en lo shem kos ve'lo pas havadai she'al kol ponim mutal olav chovas haKiddush al Torah u'mechuyev l'kadosh bli kos. Someone who's in the midbar, someone who doesn't have access to Yayin to pas, he's still mechuyev to say Kiddush. Yes, say Kiddush b'dvarim. What's Beis Hillel saying? Yayin is garim the kiddush shetayomer. Without yayin, there's no kiddush. Meichetesi. Without yayin, there is kiddush. There's kiddush bedvarim. What are you talking about? Shrek the Tzlach. What's he referring to? The kiddush bedvarim is daraisa. Kiddush al yayin is only the rabbanan. So that's the. That's the Rishonim on Dav Kuvav. Tosfos On Kuvav Amar Aleph says that Kiddush Alayayim is only Dirabbanan. Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Zochres Yom HaShabbos Lekacho Zochrehu Al Hayayim. Somehow the Chazal understood from Zochres Yom HaShabbos Lekacho, the Lashon of Zochar, that that's Zechira Al Hayayim, it's Kiddush Alayayim. Tosfos says, Zochrehu Al Hayayim, the Zechira Ksiv Al Hayayim, Zichro Kiyen Levono Nazkira Dodecha Miyoyim. V'hai Zechira, hainu Kiddush. Tosfos says, the Lashon of Zechira in Tanakh is associated with Yayim. So in this pasuk, Chazal also felt that the pasuk is telling me that you're supposed to be zocher es yom haShabbos b'yayin, al hayayin. Is that the rice? Is that the rabbanan? It's a pasuk. So continues Tosfos later. V'nir the kiddush al hayayin asmachtahi. He thinks it's an asmachta ba'alma, the association of zocher with yayin. It's an asmachta ba'alma. It doesn't say in the pasuk that you have to be mekadosh al hayayin. Just that you use the lashon of zachar, and zachar we find in Tanakh is associated with yayin. So therefore, kiddush al yayin is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah the rabbanan, says Tosfos. The other amar b'mishameis onoshim chayavos b'kiddush hayom dvar Torah. The Gemara Brachas on the Chav Aleph Beis says that even women are chayav minat Torah in kiddush. How can you say kiddush is the rabbanan? Haynu dafka kiddush hayom, aval al hayayin lo havya ela midrabban. Says Tosfos, of course, Noshim Achayos b'Kiddush Yom Vator. Kiddush Bedvarim. Kiddush Bedvarim is Daraisa, but Al Hayayin is only Midrabbanan, says Tosfos. And this idea is echoed by the Rambam as well. Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. After page 6 in the packet. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chav Tes Halacha Aleph writes, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah L'Kadosh Es Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim. Shenem Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh. Kolomar Zochreyu Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush. Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh tells me that you have to mention Divrei Shevach V'Kiddush V'Shabbos. It doesn't say Al HaYayin in the Pasuk, it just says Amiras Divrei Shevach V'Kiddush. How do you know that Al HaYayin? So the Rambam continues in Halacha Vav, Perek Chav Tes Halacha Vav, Midivrei Sofrim L'Kadesh Al HaYayin Al HaHavdil Al HaYayin. Midivrei Sofrim, Midirabbanan, Chazal say that you should say Kiddush on wine. Exactly the same as Tosfos. That Kiddush Al HaYayin, according to Tosfos and the Rambam, is only Dirabbanan. But Kiddush Bidvarim, that's Daraisa. Kiddush Bidvarim, that's Daraisa. So says the Tzlach, what's Beis Hillel talking about? Beis Hillel says, why do we recite the Dvarim Per Gofen before the Birch HaSayam, before the Birch of Kiddush? Hayayin Garim LeKiddush HaTayomer. That's just not true. Yayin is Garim LeKiddush HaTayomer. You're going to say Kiddush even without Yayin. You'll say Kiddush Bedvarim. So what's the time of Beis Hillel Bechlau? What's the time of Beis Hillel Bechlau? So it could be. That's what Beis Shammai felt. Beis Shammai felt the Svara Beis Hillel is questionable. Hayayin garim l'kiddush hatayomer, it's just not true. Beis Shammai goes with the rov. Right? The simple understanding is that kiddush al hayayin is only the rabbanan. Tosfos goes on to quote a Gemara in Nazir. There is a famous Rashi in Nazir that holds that maybe kiddush al hayayin is daraisa. But most Rishonim don't hold like that. Most Rishonim say, of course, there's a mitzvah min HaTorah to be Mekadesh B'Dvarim. Kadesh is HaShabbos B'Dvarim. But the Din HaLayayin, that's only Midrabbanan. So maybe that's what Beis Shammai felt. Beis Shammai felt that the Svar of Beis Hillel is questionable. Hayayin Garim L'Kiddush HaTayomer, it's not true. You'll say Kiddush even without Yayin. So that's why Beis Shammai felt that their Svar is better. Chobas HaKiddush. The Yom is Gorim Liyayin, the Chavos HaKiddush is Gorim Liyayin, so that's why you should make the Birch HaSayam before the Birch HaSayayin. Okay, so this is another way of looking at the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There's a question that you raised yesterday, Rabbi. Now, what's the Machlokes? Why did Beis Shammai say what they say, and they rejected Beis Hillel? Why? The answer could be because Beis Shammai feels that the Svar Beis Hillel might be questionable. Questionable either because Beis Hillel is looking at the Kiyum HaMitzvah, but they're not looking at the Iker Chavos HaMitzvah, or Beis Shammai feels just fundamentally the very statement of Beis Hillel is questionable. Because why should we say Hayayin Garim L'Kiddush HaTayomer, which gives the impression that without Yayin you're not going to say Kiddush. You're going to say Kiddush anyway. Kiddush B'Dvarim D'Araisa. Kiddush Al Hayayin, that's only the Rabbanan. So maybe that's why Beis Shammai rejected Beis Hillel. The question is, what are Beis Hillel doing? How can Beis Hillel justify this one? The Tzlach's Kasha is a good Kasha. Sask Kasha is a good Kasha. So there are two answers you can have for this question. One is we have to look and see, is it really correct that Kiddush Aliyin is only the Rabbanan? I mentioned the Rashi and Nazir, a collector's item, Rashi and Nazir, the Kiddush Aliyin is Taka Daraisim. It's not just the Rashi. Could be that there are other Rishonim who hold the Kiddush Aliyin is Taka Daraisim. If we'll establish the Kiddush Aliyin is Taka Daraisim, so then the Svar Beisila is Givaldik, right? Beisila is saying, Hayayin Garim the Kiddush HaTayomer, without Yayin, you're missing something in the Kiddush. Without Yayin, you're missing something in the Kiddush. You might have a Kiddush Bedvarim, but you're mamish missing in the mitzvah. You're missing in the mitzvah. Missing in the mitzvah daraisa. So that's why the yayin is so key. It's ikar, and that's why you make a bar piagafen first before the berchas hayom. So who are these rishonim who hold that kiddush al yayin is taka daraisa? There's a comment of the Ran in the Rashba in Shabbos that seems to imply that kiddush al yayin is taka daraisa. The Gemara in Shabbos, now in Chodesh Kislev, we're getting ready for Chanukah. So in the Sugyas of Chanukah there, it talks about Dina Kedima of Ner Shabbos and Kiddush, Ner Chanukah and Kiddush. Well, what is Kodim to what? The Gemara says like this. Amar Rava, Pshitali Ner Beisov and Ner Chanukah, Ner Beisov Adif, Mishum Shalom Beisov. Ner Beisov, that means Ner Shabbos, Lutzarek Beisov. You have Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, so Ner Shabbos is going to be Adif, Mishum Shalom Bayis. Why do we light Ner Shabbos? One reason is because we don't want people to trip. If you don't have Ner Shabbos, then people are not going to see where they're going. Ner Beisa v'kiddush hayom, Ner Beisa v'adam mishum shalom beisa. So Zok Rava, let's say you have a clash between Ner Chanukah and Kiddush hayom. You only have enough money for one. I'm sorry. Kiddush hayom and Ner Beisa. So Ner Beis was Adif also because of Shalom Bayis. Okay, so Ner Shabbos is Adif mi Kiddush, it's Adif mi Ner Chanukah because of Shalom Bayis. Boy, Rava, so now Rava is the following kash. Ner Chanukah v'Kiddush Hayom Mahu. What happens if you have a clash between Ner Chanukah and Kiddush? You only have enough money for one. Should we say Kiddush Hayom Adif the Tadir? Should we say Kiddush is before Ner Chanukah because it's Tadir? It's every week of the year. Ner Chanukah is only 8 days a year. So maybe Ner Chanukah should be Adif because of Pirsumei Nisan. Comes Rav and concludes that Ner Chanukah is Adif Nikiddush Hayom because of Pirsumei Nisan. Okay, so you have a conflict of two items. There's Kiddush, there's Ner Chanukah. We have to figure out which takes precedence, which has Kedima. The conclusion of the Gemara is that Ner Chanukah is Adif Nikiddush because of Pirsumei Nisan. In fact, Iran, Kiddush should be Adif. Okay, Ner Chanukah has the element of Pirsumei Nisan, but Kiddush is Dach Darais. Isn't it Darais? Vim Tomar Frek Duran and Daf Yudam and Aleph and Daf Yarif and Shabbos. Ve'echi Dachina and Kiddush Hayom Darais and Mishum Ner Beisov and Ner Chanukah. But with Docha Kiddush, there were two questions there. It was Kiddush against Ner Shabbos and Kiddush against Ner Chanukah. So Kiddush against Ner Shabbos with Docha Kiddush because of Shalom Bayis. Kiddush against Ner Chanukah with Docha Kiddush in the face of Ner Chanukah because of Pirsumei Nisan. Frek the Ran, it's Docha Daraisa. How can we be Docha Kiddush before Ner Chanukah, before Ner Shabbos, which are only the Rabbanim? Yeshlom ad lo dochinan lay deha efshe le kiddushe ariftim. Says we're not really being Docha the Kiddush. We're saying, don't be Mekadesh al Hayayin. You could be Mekadesh al Hapas. We're not Docha the Kiddush completely. Ela de'i lav mishum shalom beiso pirsumei nisa mitzah min amuvchar odif tfei b'chamra. Kedamina zachreyu al Hayayin b'chnisos. If not for shalom bayis and pirsumei nisa, mitzah min amuvchar l'kadesh al Hachamra, that would be odif. What's the Ran saying? He's saying, don't be fooled. The kasha was, isn't Kiddush Daraisa, so how can we follow Ner Chanukah? How can we say the Ner Chanukah is other because of Pirsumei Nisa? Daraisa should be that the Rabbanan. Since Kiddush is Daraisa, it should be that the Rabbanan. So he answers, no, you don't need to be Mekadesh Anyan. You can be Mekadesh Alapas. Kaddish al hapas. So it's not that Ner Chanukah is beating out Kiddush. You'll be yotzei Kiddush al hapas. You don't need the yayin. Yeah, but the problem is, if you can be yotzei Kiddush al hayayin by being Kaddish al hapas, this idea of being Kaddish on something, you could be yotzei with pas, so then why does the Gemara need its svar? Why does the Gemara have to say that Ner Chanukah is other than Kiddush because of Pesumei Nisa? Forget Pesumei Nisa. Then when you have a Nisa, there's no flesh. The person has enough money for something. There's enough money out of the bar. Why not to buy Ner Chanukah? Obviously, we're assuming that the person has bread. He's not going to starve, right? He has his stomach, he has bread. In most circumstances, he was not going to have it. So if he has the pas anyway, why do we say Ner Chanukah is other because of Pesumei Nisa? It beats out Kiddush al Hayayin. There's no clash bichlav because you don't need the yayin. You have the pas already. He's going to be eating. He has a suit of Shabbos. Stomach, he's not going to starve. Stomach. Right? So he's going to have the pas anyway. So the answer should be not that Ner Chanukah is other because of Pesumei Nisa. Ner Chanukah other because you can have your pas and eat it too. Right? You can have your pas and be yotzei Kiddush with that. Comes around and says, no. It's mitzvah min hamuchat mimekadesh al hayayin. Even though you can be yotzei al hapas, but it's better to do it al hayayin. So therefore, if not for the time of Pesumei Nisa, we would say, use the money for the yayin. So I need the extra time. It is true I can be yotzei al hapas, but it's better al hayayin. So because it's a mitzvah and a mukhar al hayayin, because yayin is a davar choshev, you're adding to the meal. Think about it. You know, if you're mekadesh al hapas, you're basically just taking the meal and saying kiddush on the meal. Here, you're adding the yayin, you're adding a post, which is a davar shel chashivas, in addition to the suda. So it's a greater chashivas for the kiddush. So it's a mitzvah and a mukhar to mekadesh al hayayin. So it says the Ran, that's why you need the extra time that Ner Chanukah is other. What emerges in the Ran? The Ran seems to be saying Kiddush al hayayin is the daraisa. That didn't change. That was the kasha. And that's true in the Teretz. It's taka daraisa. But it can be yotzei al hapas too. So if not for the fact that it's a mitzvah and a mukhar to mekadesh al hayayin, so I would say to be yotzei al hapas. Right? To be yotzei al hapas. But because Kiddush al hayayin is a mitzvah and a mukhar, I need a special time to tell me why I should buy Ner Chanukah. In the end, it's the same, Ner Chanukah other, but the question is why? If the Ran in his Teretz is changing and saying Kiddush al hayayin is only Drabbanan, some of the Talmidim were hacking during Seder about this. If the Ran is changing in the Maskan and saying the Kiddush al hayayin is only Drabbanan, so then what does he need the whole long answer? He should have just said, you're wrong. He should have said Kiddush al hayayin is only Drabbanan. Why does he need the svar that, well, you can be Mekadesh al hapas too? Forget about that. Kiddush al hayayin is only the Rabbanan, so everything is equal. If everything is equal, I need another svar to tell me why Ner Chanukah is going to be other. He's not changing in the Teretz. The Ran holds that Kiddush al hayayin is Hakad Daraisa. Not just Kiddush B'dvar, but Kiddush al hayayin itself is Daraisa. And that's why he needs the answer that it's Efshe B'pas to be Mekayim that mitzvah Daraisa. It's only because it's a mitzvah namuchad and mekadesh al hayayin, that's why you need the special svar of Ner Chanukah other because of Pesumei Nisa. According to the Ran, we have an understanding as to why Beis Hillel would say hayayin garim lekiddush hatayamer. Beis Hillel says hayayin garim lekiddush hatayamer. Frek tzlach. The yayin causes the kiddush to be said? Come on. This kiddush bidvarim. Yayin is drabbanan. Kiddush bidvarim daraisa. What a Beis Hillel mean a yayin garam the kiddush at the yam? And we suggested maybe taka for that very reason, because of the kasha that's like the Beis Shammai the kids argue with Beis Hillel. What's the answer for Beis Hillel? So one answer could be maybe Beis Hillel, according to the Ran at least, according to the Ran and the Rashba and Shabbos echoes the sentiment of the Ran. According to the Ran and the Rashba, Beis Hillel could answer simply, maybe they hold Kiddush al hayayin is taka daraisa. So that's the point. Hayayin garim lekiddush hatayamer. Without yayin, you don't have a Kiddush daraisa. Kiddush bidvarim is not enough without yayin. So since the yayin is goreim, the full kiyum daraisa of Kiddush, so therefore Beis Hillel say, you make a barakah gofen first. Because without yayin, you're not going to have the full kiddush. Even though, yes, Beis Shammai are correct that the chovas hakiddush is what brings the yayin to the table, but the reality is, without the yayin, you're not going to be able to be yotzei
the Kiddush properly.
You're not going to be able to be Yotze Kiddush Daraisa, say Beis Hillel. So therefore, they hold that the Birchas Hayayin is Kodim with Birchas Hayayin, because the Yayin is so Iker, it's what enables you to be Makayah the Mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush, because without Yayin, you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah Kiddush Daraisa. What about?
Why did I mention Father Kayas?
The Gemara and Shabbos. Father versus Pesach and Nisan. Here, good time. What the kasha was, is Kiddush Hayom Adif the Todir? No, because even after, like Kiddush Alayayin is a mitzvah min amuvchar, and Aval became Pesach Menisa, beats it out. So the Gemara is saying, aside from being a mitzvah min amuvchar, it's also tadir. Somehow it needs, I mean, it comes out, even though Kiddush Alayayin is a mitzvah min amuvchar, and it's tadir, Pesach Menisa still beats it out. So somehow the Gemara needed this extra point too. The extra point of Tadir. Somehow we needed that too. The question was not whether the mitzvah min amuvchar of Yayin is going to beat out Pesumei Nisa. Yeah. I hear. It's a good timing. It's a good timing, William. Right. Why do you need Tadir? No, but Tadir would apply even to Pas. Right? Tadir applies even to Pas. What's the Ran saying? Let's go back to the Ran for 1 second. Hegi dachina kiddush hayom daraisa mishum ner beiso yesh lomar delo dachi lei do ha'efshel kiddush ha'erishta. Okay. Ela de'i lav mishum shalom beiso u'pesumei nisa mitzah min amuvchar odif tfei b'chamer. Mitzah min amuvchar odif tfei b'chamer. So you think better to be mekadesh al hayayin. It's almost like there are two levels going on over here. The basic shaila of the Gemara was whether Tadir is other from Pesumei Nisa or not. That was the shaila of the Gemara. But in addition to that, there's another reason to say that the Kiddush is other from Pesumei Nisa. I'm not sure how to formulate it. I have to think it through. Okay, before I'm going to formulate it, let me think it through. It's a good kasha. I'll try to get back to you. Okay, but clearly it's going to have to work out within the lashon of the Gemara. It's that tadir is part of the equation, but the Ran is sort of like between the lines of the Gemara. He's asking a different kasha. The ultimate clash between Archanukah and Kiddush is between tadir as opposed to Pesumei Nisa. But since you can be yotzi with pas, it could be that the whole question never began. We'll have to figure out how it comes together. Okay. But this is one answer. This is one answer that we can give for the Tzlach. That maybe Beis Hillel Taka goes with the Ran and the Rashba. Those we show and will claim Kiddush al Hayayin is Daraisa. So if it's Daraisa, then we understand the comment of Beis Hillel, Hayayin Garm L'Kiddush HaTayomer, without Yayin, you're not going to have a Kiddush Daraisa. But not everyone agrees with the Ran and the Rashba. How are they going to understand Beis Hillel? Tosus and the Rambam argue with the Ran and the Rashba. They hold Kiddush HaLayayin is only the Rabbanan. So how are they going to understand the statement of Beis Hillel that Tayayin Garim LeKiddush HaTayamim? So the answer might be the following, that according to Tosas and the Rambam, maybe what Beis Hillel are saying is not Hayayin Garim LeKiddush HaTayamim, that without Yayin, there's no Kiddush. Of course there's Kiddush. Kiddush Bidvarim is Daraisa. Even if Kiddush HaLayayin is only the Rabbanan, Kiddush Bidvarim is Daraisa. But you're not going to have a birchas kiddush. Kiddush bedvarim in HaTorah doesn't require a bracha. There's no birchas hayom. There's no bracha for kiddush daraisa, kiddush bedvarim. What is there for kiddush bedvarim? What do you do for kiddush bedvarim? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chof Tes Halacha Aleph. Mitzvahs haseim in HaTorah lekadish es yom haShabbos bedvarim shenemar zochres yom haShabbos lekadisho. Klomar zochreyu zechiras shevach v'kiddush. All kiddush bedvarim in HaTorah requires, according to the Rambam, is zechiras shevach v'kiddush. You have to mention the shevach of Shabbos and the kedusha of Shabbos, how it's different from the other days of the week and how it's mekudush. Chilul leMikrei Kodesh, Zecher leTzias Mitzrayim, Kivanu v'Charta, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Bocher. He gave us Shabbos. The Umas HaOlam do not have Shabbos. Shabbos is a special day, and the Kadosh Shabbos it's different than the rest of the week. Zechiras Shevach v'Kiddush. You have to mention the Shevach of Shabbos. You have to mention the Kiddusha of Shabbos. Is there any discussion of a bracha? No discussion of bracha in the Rambam. The Ramban in Parshas Yisrael, Aseres Adibris, Ramban says that you can be Yotzei Kiddush Min HaTorah, Kiddush Bedvarim, by saying Shabbos Hayom, just declaring that the day is Shabbos, that's enough to be Yotze the Mitzvah Derais of Kiddush Bedvarim. The Rambam said you have to say more than just Shabbos Hayom. You have to talk about the Shevach of Shabbos. You have to talk about the Kedusha of Shabbos. But the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael says that by saying Shabbos Hayom, Yotze the Mitzvah Derais of Kiddush. Rabbi Kideger in Shulchan Aruch has a famous comment that probably based on the Rabban, he says, if you say good Shabbos, you yotze to the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. Good Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom. Probably good enough. Right? If you say good Shabbos, that's enough. Shabbos Tova, I think he said. Shabbos Tova. If you say good Shabbos, that's enough. But what's good Shabbos have to do with Kiddush? It's a very nice thing to say, very friendly. It's beautiful. No, because you're declaring today Shabbos. So according to the Rabban, that's Kiddush Bedvarim, d'oraisa. The Rambam says it's not enough. You have to say more. You have to say the Shevach of Shabbos, the Kiddush of Shabbos. But according to the Ramban, just mention that today is Shabbos, that is a kiyum of the Kiddush Bidvarim in HaTorah. But there's no bracha. So maybe that's what Beis Hillel is saying. Hayayin gorim leKiddush HaTayomer. Without Yayin, you can be Yotzei the Mitzvah Darais of Kiddush Bidvarim. By just talking about Shabbos, you don't need the Birchas HaKiddush. The Birchas Hayom. The Yayin is Gorim, the Birchas Hayom. Without Yayin, you're not going to make the bracha. Chazal v'masakim, Birchas Hayom, al ha-Yayin. So if the Yayin is Gorim, the Birchas Hayom, which should come first? The Birchas Hayom or the Birchas Hayayin? The Birchas Hayayin, because the Yayin is what's Gorim, the Birchas Hayom to begin with. So that could be another answer for the Tzlach's Kasha. Again, the Tzlach is the Kasha. He said, what do Beis Hillel mean when they say Hayayin Garim LeKiddush HaTayomer? It's not true. You'll say Kiddush even without Yayin, because Kiddush Min HaTorah is Bidvarim Bilvad. So one answer might be, maybe Beis Hillel argues, maybe they follow the position of the Ran and the Rashba. The Ran and the Rashba came after Beis Hillel, but maybe Beis Hillel holds that Kiddush Bidvarim, that Kiddush Bidvarim is not the rice. That Kiddush Alayayin is the rice. You need Yayin in order for the Kiddush to be the rice. So that's what Beis Hillel was saying. Hayayin garm the Kiddush at the Yomer. Without Yayin, you don't have a Kiddush the rice. That's one way to look at Beis Hillel. And the other answer might be, even if Beis Hillel agrees that you can have a Kiddush the rice of Bidvarim and the Yayin is only the Rabbanan, but the reality is without Yayin, you're not going to have a Birchas HaKiddush. You yotze Kiddush Bidvarim with words, with Zechiras Divrei Shevach HaKiddush of Shabbos, or by just saying Shabbos Hayom, Shabbos Atova, good Shabbos. So you don't need the Yayin for that. The Yayin is Garim LeKiddush HaTayomer. That means that the Yayin causes you to say the Birchas Hayom, the Bracha of Kiddush. So because the yayin is what causes you to say the Birchas Hayom, that's why it's other. That's why we start with the Birchas Hayayin first. I saw there was a hand up. Yes. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam says Kiddush Hayom is the bracha. Let's see. V'zeu nusach Kiddush Hayom. Yeah. So what are you saying, Ephraim? No, but clearly, according to the Rambam, you could be yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa of kiddush without a bracha. The Rambam is saying this is the nusach of the bracha. He didn't say anywhere in Halacha Aleph that you have to say a bracha, the birchas hakiddush. The fact that Chazal is saying a birchas hakiddush, so that's a takonas Chazal. The bracha is not d'oraisa. What you mention in the bracha might be d'oraisa, but the bracha itself is not d'oraisa. Here we're trying to figure out which bracha comes first. What should I mention first? Should I start with the yayin? So the yayin is gorem, the birchas hakiddush. Without the yayin, I make a bracha? I don't have to make a bracha. Just talk about Shabbos. Why do you have to make a bracha? Chazal are misakin to recite this bracha, and part of the takonas Chazal is to do it ala yayin. So now Chazal have this takana of a double bracha. So which bracha should come first in the takanas Chazal? So because the yayin is what's guarding the berachas hakiddush, without the yayin you wouldn't have the berachas hakiddush because you wouldn't even need it. It's only because of the takanas Chazal that you're going to say the berachas hakiddush on yayin. So maybe that's why you make the berachas yayin first, Jacob. That what? The Svara of Beis Hillel applies to Mekadesh Al HaPas too. Beis Hillel would say that you always make the Birchas Hananin first. That's what Rashi and Rashbam say. That's clear. So what's the Kasha from the Ran? Without yayin, I don't have a kiddush means without yayin or without. Right, without yayin or pas, I will not have a kiyum of kiddush daraisa. Right, kiddush daraisa requires to be kaddish on something. That's what the Ran seems to be saying. That both kiddush ala yayin or kiddush ala pas is daraisa. It's a mitzvah mina mufcher to do kiddush ala yayin. But Kiddush al-Pas would also be the rice according to the Ran. The Chor. Okay, this is in terms of the first time of Beis Hillel. Okay, Hayayin Garim LeKiddush HaTayomer, what's Pshat, what's going on over here? Why is Beis Shammai arguing? So it relates to the question of what is the rice, the Kiddush al-Hayayin, Kiddush al-Kiddush B'dvarim. Do we have a Kiddush Daraisa with Kiddush B'dvarim without al-Hayayin? Or not? Okay, that's what this first time of Beis Hillel relates to, and depending on the approach that you take, that will determine what your answer for the Tzlas Kash is going to be. But Beis Hillel add another time. They say Tadav Shena Tadav Tadav Kodem. The reason why you make a bracha on the Yayin before the bracha on the Yom is because Birchas Hayayin is Tadav, and Birchas Hayom is not Tadav. Which Bichlal is interesting. Birchas Hayayin is Tadir. Birchas Hayayin, people drink wine, they make a bar piagofen, but that's not what Tadir means. Some of the Afronim point out that just because something is Matsui, just because it's more common, that doesn't make it Tadir. Tadir and Matsui sound like the same concept. It's the most common, right? But the concept of Tadir means that it's a chiyuv that's common. It's an obligation that's common. How is the bar piagofen more common than the birchas hayom of kiddush? So they work on it. Right? They work on it. The bar piagofen, if you, the Shagasari has a tshuva about this, that If you figure out all the times that you make a bar priya gofen, v'chiyuv, l'chiyuv, then it's taka more than kiddush. Because you make a bar priya gofen and kiddush for Shabbos and for Yom Tov, but you'll make a bar priya gofen also for a sheva brachas under the chuppah and for a brachas erison under the chuppah and for a milah. There are many other circumstances where you make a bar priya gofen, and that'll be a bar priya gofen of chiyuv, a bar priya gofen of mitzvah, not just because you want to drink wine. So it really is tadim. It's more common that you'll make a bar priya gofen, and not as common that you make kiddush, because kiddush is only one example where you say something on yayin. There are other mitzvahs that you do ala yayin, so therefore bar priya gofen is taka tadir, it's not just matzah. Okay. But the question that we have to address is, should the Gemara really say, should Beis Hillel really say tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kodim? Yeah, sure. If Berchas Hayayin is tadir, more tadir than the Berchas Hayom, then we should say tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kodim. But there's another element over here. Maybe we should say that the Berchas Hayom is more important than the Berchas Hayayin for a different reason. What is that? Maybe the Berchas Hayayin is tadir, but the Berchas Hayom is mekudosh. It's more kadosh. It's more special than the Berchas Hayayin. What do I mean? The Gemara in Zvachim Adav Tzadi Yom Beis, in talking about the dinim of Tadir and Perakola Tadir, that's where it belongs, right? The Gemara has the following shayla. Ibailu. Tadir u'makudosh eza mehem kodim. Tadir kodim ishim de tadir, odil u'makudosh kodim de kodish. Which is another way of saying, which is up. Tadir or makudosh. What does that mean? What's the shayla? So Rashi here in Zvachim on Tzadi Yom Beis says, Tadir makudosh kigon dam olas tamid v'dam chatas omdim. Right? Let's say you have dam olas tamid, you have the dam of the tamid. Every day the tamid was brought. And dam of the chatas, and you want to know which one should you put on the mizbeach first? There's an order of priorities here. Do you put the dam of the olas tamid? I would imagine the olas tamid is pretty tadir, right? It's every day, twice a day, right? Or should you put the dam of the chatas on first? Zet tadir v'zeh mekudosh, mimenu. The dam chatas is mekudosh on the dam atamid because it's meratzeh. The Gemara says dam chatas is kodim l'dam ola because it's meratzeh. The chatas is a ritzoy, there's an appease, there's a kapara. There's no kapara with the olas tamid. But there's a kapara with the chatas, so the dam chatas is more mekudosh than the dam of the ola, which might be part of the dam mekudosh. So which comes first? The dam of the olas tamid or the dam of the chatas? The dam of the tadir of the olas tamid or the dam of the chatas, which is more mekudosh? That's a shayla of the Gemara in Zvachim. And there's a back and forth. The Gemara quotes different brises, members of Chazal, and the Gemara is nisha b'tzarachim. Doesn't really answer. Which is Adif, Tadir or Makudosh? Not clear? Elizabeth Suffolk? Takam Beisila say, Tadir B'Shena Tadir, Tadir Kodim. That's not a reason. That's not a reason over here to be mocked in the Birchas Hayayin over the Birchas Hayom. The Birchas Hayayin The Birchas Hayayin, that's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. The Birchas Hayom, Brach of Kiddush, that's a mitzvah d'Araisa. Kiddush is d'Araisa. Kiddush b'dvarim is d'Araisa. The Birchas Hayayin, the Yayin, that's only with d'Rabbanan. Let's assume, like Rabbi Shonim, that Kiddush b'dvarim means without the Yayin. So if the Yayin is only d'Rabbanan and the Kiddush is d'Araisa, so the Daraisa should have the Maila of Makudash. Has the Maila of Makudash. So how can you say Tadir v'sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodim, the Birchas Hayayin is first, but the Birchas HaKiddush, the Birchas Hayom is Makudash from that. It's at least a Suffolk in the Gemara. Maybe Makudash Taka should be better than Tadir. So what are Beis Hillel saying over here? What are Beis Hillel saying? This is a Kash of the Tzlach. This is the third and final point of the Tzlach that we've seen on the sugya. The Tzlach is key for this sugya. It's all over. His hands are all over this sugya. What does the Tzlach say? His second comment in the first Dibur Maskil. Slach says, "V'gamal tama sheni dekami beisilu shayayim tadir." Hari bezvachem reish perak atadim mevayelahu betadir mekudosh eiza adif. Ulufum riata mashu daraisa mikri mekudosh negen mashu midrabban. Something that's daraisa is more mekudosh than something that's only derabbanan. Dim kein im hayayin yesh lo mailas tadir neged ze yesh lo kiddush mailas mekudosh. Kiddush has the mailah of mekudosh. So if you're going to say that the maskon of the Gemara in Zvachim, if you're going to say that Taka Mekudosh is odif from Tadir, so then how can Beis Hillel say that the Birchas Hayayin is Kodim because of Tadir Vishen and Tadir, Tadir Kodim? It's the Tadir and Mekudosh, so the Birchas Hayom should be Kodim. That's the Tzlach's Kasha. Answers the Tzlach, Omnam Yidechovas Kiddush Daraisa Kfayotsa B'tfila Shal Arvis, then Ken Shaper Karmi Beis Hillel Betray Taim Yidithu. Says the Tzlach, obviously Beis Hillel are giving this second reason in a case where a person already davened Marv. If he davened Marv, he mentioned Shabbos. He was Yotzei Kiddush B'dvarim already. So now he comes to Kiddush Al HaKos. So then the Birchas Hayom and the Birchas Hayayin are both Drabbanan. So it's Drabbanan against Drabbanan. What's the Svara to be marked in the Birchas Hayom? Zav Beis Hillel, Tadu Mishena, Tadu Tadu Kodim. This Svara of Beis Hillel, says the Tzlach, is only assuming that you davened Marv already. Very interesting, right? The Tzlach before, in explaining by Shammai, say that we're assuming that you didn't daven Marv. He's just saying that the timing of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are necessary in different cases, right? For Beis Shammai, if you didn't daven Marv, so the idea shefar kiddush hayom v'adayin yayin lo ba, so that applies. And if you daven Marv already, so then for kiddush hayom in the tefillah. Right, the idea of Kiddush Hayom is mitla toli v'koy. It's dependent on whether you daven Marav or not. The comment of the Tzlach that according to Beis Shammai, if you makadosh al hapas before tzitzik al chavim, neither reason applies. Right, the reason Kiddush Hayom v'adayin yayin lo bo is not going to apply if you makadosh before tzitzik al chavim. Well, what do you mean it's not going to apply? But if you daven Marav, then it is Kiddush Hayom. So he's saying no. We're assuming, right, in a case where you didn't daven Marav. And in a case where you didn't have a marav, neither Tam and Beishamai applies, so then you're going to have to make the Birchas Hayom first. He's just saying, in that case. But the Svara of Beis Hillel, of Tadim Shana Tadim, that will only apply if you did daven marav already. Because if you didn't daven marav already, of course you'll make the Birchas Hayom first, because Kiddush, the Birchas Hayom is Mekudosh, and the Birchas Hayayin is only Tadim. It's not a steer in the Tzlach. He's just saying that the different timing play out in different ways. So Zok Tzlach, this Svara, the second time of Beis Hillel, only applies if a person daven Marav already. Because if he didn't daven Marav already, then the Birchas Hayom is Mekudosh from the Birchas Hayayin. Because that's Kiddush, that's the Kim of Kiddush. You're talking about Shabbos. Kiddush is the Reis of Edvarim. The Birchas Hayayin is only the Rabbanan, assumes the Tzlach, right? So it must be that you already daven marv. We yotze kiddush min haTorah v'dvarim. So now the Birchas Hayom and the Birchas Hayayin are both only the Rabbanan. So which comes first? Zok Beis Hillel. The Birchas Hayayin comes first because Tadir v'shena Tadir Tadir Kodim. There is no Mekudosh. It's just Tadir and Shena Tadir. So therefore the Birchas Hayayin is going to come first. Concludes the Tzlach. L'fize yetze lanu dover chadash. Shenoshim shein darkam l'espal arvitz v'kiddush hayom im chayob esvar Torah. Women normally don't daven marav, he says. In his area, the women didn't daven marav on Friday night. But the chayiv min haTorah in Kiddush, im ha'isha mekadeshes la'atzma, gam Beis Hillel modu shetavarech al hayom, ve'arav tavarech al hayayin, k'divrei Beis Shammai. Wow! Zok Tzlach, al chapan af kamibul ha'maisa. There are women that don't daven marav on Friday night, so they don't daven marav on Friday night. It turns out that the Kiddush, the Birchas HaKiddush, is the raisa for the women. So if it's the raisa for the women, so then Beis Hillel would agree that Beis Shammai is correct. Beis Shammai has two reasons. Beis Hillel only has one reason in that case, because the rule of Tadav Shana Tadav Tadav Kodim would no longer apply if the person didn't daven marav, because then the Birchas Hayom is the raisa, and then it would be Mekudosh against Tadav. So then the Birchas Hayom should have Kedima. Aye, but Hayayin Gorim L'Kiddush HaTayomer, that's only one reason. Beis Hillel concedes that he needs a davar acher. He needs the second reason to be Rabbi Shammai. So in a situation where someone doesn't daven Maariv, claims the Tzlach, the second time of Beis Hillel doesn't apply. So even Beis Hillel would admit, if the woman makes Kiddush for herself, I mean, obviously if the man makes Kiddush for her, so then he follows his own circumstance, and she'll be Yotzei from him. But if she makes Kiddush herself, claims the Tzlach, Beis Hillel would admit to Beis Shammai that if the woman daven Maariv, if the woman did not daven Maariv, so then the Kiddush is the Raisa, she should make the Birchas Hayom before the Birchas Hayom. Incredible Kiddush of the Tzlach. Wow. I saw a hand there.
Question. In front.
So it's not saying that if you already daven Maariv, then you have to do a Raisa.
If you didn't daven Maariv,
Right. So,
this is
said
that the
Maybe
Kiddush
on
their
bottom
level is
going
to
be said. So because the Kiddush is going to beat out
the Beit HaSayyam, you said? To beat out Kiddush, apply the Gemara's top. He said it has an element of the Beit HaSayyam, but then again, the Gemara Shabbos didn't even consider that element. Hanukkah is a real interesting issue. Kiddush, the Mufarsin, the fact that the Rabbanishma created the world, being itself a deity. So there's an element of personalism. Right. Are you here? I don't know. It's not actually my Gemara. Jacob? Oh, I think you were answering this question. Okay. I'm not sure if I can believe that. Yes. Well, that's a question in general. But the Kiva Eger and the Avraham, a lot of Avraham will talk about that. And if the husband daven Maariv, and he has a Kiva Eger and Rabbanan, and his wife is not daven Maariv, and she's tied in the Torah, so how can the husband be going to the wife? That is a question. But just one second. That's only a question if you assume that Nashim do not have Orvis. That's the sheep of the Rush. In Brachas, there's no Orvis for women. If you hold of Orvis, then it's no different than any other case where if I've already been Yotzei a mitzvah, but you haven't been Yotzei a mitzvah, so Kol Yisrael Arayim and Zeb HaZeb Kolzei, I really haven't been Yotzei until you're Yotzei as well, so I can be Yotzei. The problem only is created because if you assume that somehow there's no Orvis for women are somehow different, so then you can only be Yotzei a woman if you're on the same level. But if there is Orvis for women, then there's no problem. But this is a discussion in post. This is the question before the Tzlach came around. I mean, the same time in history, but it was a discussion that we're going to have. Let's say a man dies. So now, the Torah is ready to go to him. So how can he go to his wife? So some say he died, but I don't say in Tefillah. Some say that if you don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, if you don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, so then it's going to be seen after the Yom Tzim in the Torah. But the simple answer is that if there is Arvus for women, then even if it were Yotzi, because it wouldn't be Yotzi to the woman, because she wasn't Yotzi yet, and she had the same key. So you have the same key as Arvus. But that's a discussion I hope we'll get to. Yes. Yeah, in the end of the school, I think Yotzi Kusuma Nisa can give an advice. If you Yotzi in Shul, you're saying by who? You said by who publicly. Interesting. In Tefillah, you're not going to go through that for a while. If you're saying by who, it's a pretty good Kusuma Nisa. And you would be tired if it's a Kusuma Nisa, Kiddush in No, that's what the argument is going. But the Ephraim is asking, but there is a concept of Kusuma Nisa by Kiddush also. So why is that not mentioned as a criteria? Mori, you have one more final question?
Okay. So this is the Kiddush of Tzlach. The Tzlach says that the whole Svar of Beis Hillel only applies if If you davened already. Because if you davened already, then everything is derabbanan, and then we can talk about Tadim Shana Tadim Tadim Kodim. But if you haven't davened, then Kiddush is daraisa, and if Kiddush is still daraisa, so then avada, the Birchas Yom, is going to be Kodim, because daraisa beats out the Rabbanan, it's Mekudosh against the Rabbanan, that's not Mekudosh. So even if the Rabbanan is Tadir, but Mekudosh beats out Tadir, so therefore he'd have to say the Birchas Hayom before the Kiddush. And that's why if women don't daven, those women who don't daven, the Tzlach is willing to suggest that maybe even Beis Hillel would admit that they should say the Birchas Hayom first, because if they didn't daven, then the Birchas Hayom is Mekudosh over the Birchas Hayom, and it's only the Rabbanan. This is a highly questionable statement of the Tzlach. This idea that the Raisa is more Mekudosh over the Rabbanan, a very highly questionable statement. The Shagas Aryeh, in a tshuva, very famous tshuva, the Shagas Aryeh wants to suggest that, I know we think the Raisas are more chomer than the Rabbanans, but the reality is, in terms of the order of priorities, the Raisa is not more Mekudosh over the Rabbanan. It's not more Mekudosh over the Rabbanan. Strangely enough, why should I say that? If the rice is more chomer than the rabbanan, why shouldn't I say that it's more Mekudosh? So the Shagasai wants to suggest that, even though it's counterintuitive, the reality is that a drabbanan legabe the rice is like a davar shel rishus. It's like voluntary activities. It's not a mitzvah at all. A mitzvah drabbanan legabe a mitzvah the rice is not a mitzvah at all. It's like a davar shel rishus. Would anyone say that if I have a mitzvah to do, I have to pick up a lulav, I have to put on tefillin, right? I have to put on tefillin. Let's say I have a mitzvah to put on tefillin. Let's say I didn't have tefillin and I daven shachris already. So it's not like I'm waiting to do shachris, but I have to do a mitzvah of tefillin. There's some mitzvah in front of me. But I want to make a phone call. Would we say that the mitzvah of tefillin takes precedence over the phone call? You can make the phone call. Let's say a person has to daven mincha. Mincha's in front of him. There's a mitzvah to daven mincha. But he wants to make a phone call. He wants to do something before the mincha. Is there any isser midine kedima to do the davar shel rishus before the mitzvah? Shagasai says, no. There's no problem. If the shah is overes, if the time is passing, and you're going to lose out to do the mitzvah, then you have to do the mitzvah first. But there's no din of kedima between mitzvahs and varm shel rishus. There's only a din of kedima between different mitzvahs. Dam chatas, dam ola, this mitzvah, that mitzvah. Which mitzvah comes first? But they all have to be on the same level. The rabbanan, the raisa. They all have to be mitzvahs. And then we can talk about which has the din kedima. But mitzvah with the davar shel rishus, says the Shagas Aryeh, you can do a davar shel rishus before the mitzvah. Because it's not a zilzal of the mitzvah to do a davar shel rishus. It's so counterintuitive, right? He says this beferish. It's not a zilzal. It's not a disgrace to the mitzvah to do a davar shel rishus. Because the person is allowed to live life and he just has to do mitzvahs whenever he has to do the mitzvahs. But to choose another mitzvah that's on a lower level to do before the mitzvah that you're doing, that's a zilzal of the mitzvah. Why choose that mitzvah? Do the other mitzvah. But to engage in life in normal ways before you do the mitzvah, that's part of living. That's fine. That's not a zilzal to mitzvah, says the Shagas Aryeh. So he suggests that a mitzvah derabbanan and klapi a mitzvah deraisa is like a davar shel rishus. It doesn't exist on a deraisa level. So the idea of mekudosh, that a daraisa is mekudosh over a mitzvah derabbanan and it would have a din kedima, Shagas Aryeh says lo hayu dvar meyola. It doesn't make any sense because there is no din kedima of a mitzvah over a davar shel rishus. So he thinks that the whole connection, he doesn't make reference to the tzlach, but the whole limud of the tzlach is faulty from the beginning according to the Shagas Aryeh. Because the concept of Mekudosh doesn't apply by Daraisas and Darabanan. Because the Darabanan is like a davar shel rishus klape the mitzvah Daraisa. Okay, tomorrow we'll look at the Shagas Aryeh inside. I don't know how many of you were able to see the Shagas Aryeh, but I certainly opened up the svar of the Shagas Aryeh to you. So take a look tomorrow at the Shagas Aryeh. Let's try to see this machlokas, the Tzlach and the Shagas Aryeh, very famous machlokas. And then I will show you how this discussion of the Shagas Aryeh and the Tzlach relates very significantly to a shaila that comes up every single year on Sukkot. Remember, we make a Shekhyanu in Kiddush. What do? We say the Kiddush and the Leishav Sukkah and the Shachianu, and comes the second day of Yom Tov. Everyone says, "Oh, so where are we saying the Shachianu? Before the Leishav Sukkah, after Leishav Sukkah? What's going on over here?" That's a discussion in the Rishonim based on the Gemara and Sukkah, and part of that discussion is going to relate to the Tzlach and the Shagasach.